So the bases are loaded. What a tremendous situation this is right now.
Look at all of these penguins. These birds are playing a game. The ball is an egg and they cannot fly. The lead commissioner is Adelrefi. So it's flap, the flap on the ice rink. We hope these birds are aware that it's penguin.
Well, we're at the end of April of the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
The progress of the Penguin April's on for another year. I mean, how was it? How do we declare a winner? Do we declare a winner? Is there a winning team?
Yeah. GPC, as the commissioner, legally announce a winner. Let me just pull up this trophy to be ready to hand it off. GPC, Aaron. The winner of the first ever Penguin Baseball League is, drum roll, or even a dinner roll or any sort of...
A drumstick, even?
Roll your tongue, drumstick.
Ice cream?
Oh, now I want ice cream.
Oh, God, I fucking want the drumstick.
Fuck, I want ice cream.
So
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That
the winner
has to
is, go.
I always want ice cream.
The winner of the 2024 Penguin Baseball League.
Please. Okay, that's canonical
please.
Now.
Please.
It's baseball.
Is it
penguin,
too late to bribe?
Baseball Penguin League is.
Is it too late to bribe you? Is it too late to bribe you?
No.
Oh, okay. I will Venmo you $10. Get something nice.
Eventually.
Huh. A promise to be Venmoed. Good enough for me. The winner is.
Yay.
The fans.
No.
Anyone
Boo.
Who
Boo
listened to
fans.
These episodes, anyone who bought merch, anyone and everyone who supported Penguin Baseball. You are the winner of this season. All the other teams lost.
Yeah. The championship game was a real letdown. As I recall, the Road Warriors were up by like 25 points, and then they mm-hmm. called it, and they were like, the fans win, and everyone went home grumbling.
Which is weird, because they're winners.
Yeah, they're winners. They should be
sore
fucking
winners.
Thrilled. Yeah. If I won, I'd be fucking ecstatic.
Well, we'll have to probably do it all over again next year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
we'll
probably.
Maybe.
Maybe pick a different sport. I don't know. I really like this.
Aaron, wow, your Venmo hasn't gone through yet.
Aaron, you've been so into pick a different sport. You brought it up last episode as well. You really want there to be a different sport.
I guess I'm the only one who cares about keeping our brand fresh.
Uh-oh, it's time for a animal sports parade. Jaguars playing basketball?
Wait, hold on. That's the IUPUI Jags. They do play basketball.
Oh. Spiders playing poker?
There
poker
you go.
Skunks playing golf.
I just want to say, Adel had the opportunity to do animal plus sport, and he picked spider and poker. All right, let's see. Animal plus sport. Mosquito playing Halo 2.
Ooh. You suck.
This must be a mosquito. He keeps saying I suck. But we're closing off our first season of Penguin Baseball League by bringing it to the Penguin Baseball League fans. Listeners. Damn it. I should never say fans. I have to say listeners. And we asked people in the chatterbox to bring us their Penguin Baseball League questions to see if that we could answer them, because it's an audio format. I wish that everyone could just go to a PBL game and experience it for themselves.
Yeah.
But there's probably a lot that gets left on the cutting room floor that people don't understand when it comes to Penguin Baseball. So we have a few of those questions now.
I just want to address something based off what you said. We've used that term a few times, the cutting room floor. We just want to be clear. The Penguins are fine. There's no sort of, we're not
legally
butchering.
Say the Penguins are fine, Adel.
We're not butchering penguins, okay?
The
That's
Penguins
not a thing.
Are, we can say that. The Penguins are, I don't know. Huh. We can legally say that. We can't legally, say they're fine, but we can't say, the Penguins,
We can
penguins,
legally say, we can legally say the Penguins are fine.
The Penguins
fine.
Are keeping it tight. Keeping it tight.
That's
keeping
legal.
It tight.
Okay, so C. Ellipses asks, Are the umpires also penguins? How often do they Zamboni the ice? And if the game goes too far into extra innings, have you considered letting a polar bear on the ice?
Whoa. Wow, I'm being inundated. By tough, hard-hitting
down.
Questions. All right,
okay,
part one.
Are the umpires also penguins?
No. The umpires.
No!
Think of the root word, ump, right? What in nature has ump in it? Humpback whales.
The and if umpires, they're not available, we get chimps, chomps, umps. You get it. It's monkeys.
No, we get them both. Umpires are chimpanzees riding humpback whales.
Chimpires.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. We can all agree, Aaron, I think I need to hear you say it's the easiest way to do it. Aaron.
You guys, unfortunately, it is the easiest way to do it.
And easiest way to do it.
Big shout out to two of the best in the biz. The chimpanzee humpback couple that are Glenn.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Glenn and Frenda. Glenn and Frenda. Beautiful couple.
Great season.
A chimp and a humpback together. Beautiful. Beautiful
chimp
thing.
And a humpback. Oh no.
Chimp and a humpback. Oh no.
I think it's interesting about asking about if they Zamboni the ice, because of course not, because Zambonis don't occur in nature, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
March of the Penguins, when Morgan Freeman's like, and the penguins leave the ice for 11 minutes so the Zamboni can do its work.
Wait a second. Aaron can do a Morgan Freeman, but when I do a 20-minute Chris Rock that's actually pretty good and just the jokes that he does, we cut it from the episode?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We did that famous 30-minute episode where people are like, oh, I wonder why.
We'll never know what that 20 minutes was.
Our Bruce Almighty parody?
Yeah.
They were talking. They talked about Chris Rock. Chris Rock. And then it cut back to them, and they were all crying.
I can't do my Asian chef, Chris Walk, without it getting cut from the episode. The fucking balls.
Can I just say,
people.
One of the worst Muppets. Here's what I'll say. Yes, there are Zambonis in nature, but that's expensive to, you know, to catch and sedate and acclimate a Zamboni to a baseball league. What we do is we have the penguins come out on the ice and slide on their little tummies, and their tummies are sort of natural ice smoothers.
They have Zamboni-like qualities, right? Mm-hmm. Their tummies have...
Zantummies. Like...
They can exfoliate the ice.
They can Oh, Aaron, great.
Exactly.
Great details.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have... People often ask, why is there a woman on the podcast? And it's because she has words like exfoliate that men just certainly don't know.
Yeah, words that
people
we forget
are
about.
Asking that. Why is there a woman on the podcast? She's not funny. She's not interesting. Why do they keep her around?
Skincare tips. If the game goes into too far into extra innings, have you considered letting a polar bear on the ice? We've talked about this a lot with having cheetahs, I believe, on the ice trying to catch penguins. But would we ever consider putting a polar bear on there?
I think it's too... We all know the phrase, if it's white, say goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the term they use for survival tips against a polar bear. There is no surviving a polar bear. So we have taken measures to not allow any polar bears near the area. We've also banned all Coca-Cola products because we know they're drawn to that.
Mm-hmm.
They sniff it out.
Oh, they sniff it out.
Mm-hmm.
Coke heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why they're white. All the Coke they do. That's why, you know, flamingos are pink. Flamingos are flink because they eat all that shrimp and everything. Flamingos are flink. Is there a problem?
No.
That's why polar bears are white is because all the Coke they do.
It's because they do a bunch of Coke, a cola, and cocaine.
I think that's honestly the original ASMR. I remember when you two might be too young for this.
Roar.
When I was a kid.
Roar.
Polar bears doing good. When I was a kid, there's so many Coca-Cola commercials around Christmas time that were polar bears drinking Coke. And the audio was like, the crisp open of a can. And then it would be the polar bears going, and there'd be like crunching snow sounds. And it was so loud and vivid that I think that's, to me, that was like the original ASMR. Just a little tangent.
No, I'm with you.
What was your original ASMR, Aaron? What was your first ASMR experience?
Probably TikTok.
So young.
Yeah, I'm so young. I'm so young.
God, so I remember, now it's all TikTok. I remember when you had to go down to the fucking Walgreens and go to the back room and watch one of the employees open the tennis balls with their feet. And that was ASMR. Now everybody just Googles Walgreens employee ASMR TikTok feet and they get the fucking same experience.
TikTok feet.
Okay. Alakest asks, does your organization
we answer all three parts of that question? Yes, we did.
Okay. We did. So. We did. We hit all three. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
And no more three-parters, you cheaters. Unless you want to ask them, we'll answer them.
We'll definitely answer them, yeah.
Does your organization have any response to the allegations of rampant penguin growth hormone usage?
Ew.
Yeah. Warm. I mean, yes. Yeah, we use it. How? People want to see big penguins. You think people want to come to these games and use little binoculars to see the penguins on the field? You're pretty far back, okay?
Yeah. Listen.
This is a great name for a penguin.
This is supposed to be hilarious. Do you want to just see a regular penguin waddling out there? No. You want to see a hilarious jacked penguin.
Yeah.
Right? They
Some
get
of these
it.
Penguins are 6 foot tall, you know, 250 pounds. These are huge penguins.
If you can't see, here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
If you can't see the veins in a penguin's neck, why buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Yep.
If I don't think my favorite penguin has a solid chance against John Cena, that I don't want to live in a Penguin Baseball League world.
And we've also partnered with Home Depot for next season because some of these penguins are putting holes in walls. They're punching so much drywall, like Marriage Story.
We don't know why. We don't know why.
I don't know why.
Correlation is not causation or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know.
And it's insane that we're being expected to know. It's like, we're not geniuses. We're just three people who own an illegal penguin baseball league. And that's all.
Allegedly own.
Here's another question from C. Ellipses. Does the field have a water feature?
Ice is water.
I guess ice is water, right?
There's also a hot tub.
I think we said at one point that the penguins are fishing on the field, right? So that implies that there is water underneath the ice.
Because they can tell the fake stuff. There's also a hot tub, I think, in most of the stadiums or rinks or fields, right?
Yeah.
For some of the fans to sit in.
That's like in the boxes, right?
That.
Like it's not just in the stands. Like you can't buy like a $10 ticket and get into a hot tub.
No. You have to be rich. That's for rich people. That's not for you. That's for rich people.
I do want to point out, that's for rich people. If you think you can go to a Penguin Baseball League team and get in a hot tub, you're poor. You can't do it.
The only people who can sous vide their own body is the wealthy.
Adel, you did mention that the penguins can tell the fake stuff. We did try to get these penguins to play on AstroTurf ice, which was, I guess, dry ice, which causes chemical burns.
Yeah.
The field was sticking to their feet. It was a whole thing.
Horrible experience.
A bloodbath.
An absolute bloodbath. We have to use real ice. That's the only thing that the penguins feel comfortable on.
We also have, just like the hot tubs, we do have bloodbaths for the boxes as well.
You can't afford it. Don't even ask. You can't afford it.
I saw the guy in front of me getting into a bloodbath. Yeah, he did a different life than you.
Yeah, he's Squid Game rich.
Yeah.
You know, those Americans
tax
in Squid Game.
Bracket, sweetie.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
What were we saying?
Here's a question from Legati. Legati, a pro question asker in the Chatterbox topic Discord. What becomes of the eggs that are slid around? Are they duds? Are they hatched into PBL superstars?
That is none of our business.
Yeah, what women's bodies? We do not legislate women's bodies.
Don't ask, don't shell for the
don't
eggs.
Don't ask, don't shell. I will say if they really get under on one of those things, they crack that bad boy. That one has to go. It just has to go. Nothing becomes of it.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes the eggs do last, and
they do.
When they're born, they are dizzy. They're like, whoa. What the heck was just that ride?
And we can hear them sometimes barf inside the shell. It's super funny. I mean, they're fine, but it's super funny.
It's a unified system in there, so it cleans itself out, but they do barf inside the shell.
It's cute.
Know. It's cute when they do.
And I will say, as the owner of the Chicago Coolbirds, one of our players started off as a ball in the game. Scrambies.
Scrambies. Mm-hmm.
Scrambies started out as a ball in the game.
Yeah. Scrambies the dizzy penguin.
And here's the other thing. Look, I think it's fine to ask questions about, like, what becomes of the eggs? What becomes of the eggs? But I honestly think that people don't want to know because they don't want, you know, you don't want the illusion broken for you. Everybody's happy to come to the stadium and enjoy 50-cent omelets. But when they start asking about what happens to the eggs, you got to start looking at, like, what is your part in this? Okay. Do you want the 50-cent omelets to go away? Or do you want to know what happens to all the eggs from the penguins that we hit with the baseball bats?
It's so weird to be like, a 50-cent omelet should be thrilling in terms of, like, that's so cheap, but I get so suspicious.
Yeah, immediately I'm like, nope.
Is it too cheap to get a 50-cent omelet at a baseball game?
I don't know why I'm saying this. The minimum I'd pay for an omelet is $3. Anything lower than that, my brain won't let me order it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You are correct. There's a Chinese restaurant in my neighborhood that charges like 97 prices, like prices that I would pay in 1997. Every time I order from there, I'm like, something has to be wrong with this, right? Like, certainly, should I tell them what year it is? Should I tell them about how prices are out of control, ridiculous when I go in there? But no, maybe not. Maybe
Chris,
not.
Chris Walk knows what he's doing.
Okay. C. Ellipses again asks, what are the team's signature events, like the president's race or singing Sweet Caroline? Now, do you guys know what the president's race are or singing Sweet Caroline? Is that something that only specific teams do?
I know what singing Sweet Caroline is. And okay. It's the bottom of the seventh inning stretch.
Sure.
At Fenway Park, when you're seeing the Red Sox, everyone sings Sweet Caroline. And then they do the so good, so good, so good. That's where that comes from. Hmm. So that's the tradition at Fenway. But what's the president's thing? I'll look it up.
Presidential race?
The president's race. I've been to basketball games like that are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts where they have like a donut and a bagel like race each other on a little animatronic thing. That's when he said president's race. That's the thing that I thought. And then if like the Bulls get 100 points, everybody gets a free donut tomorrow or something like that.
This sucks. The president's race, known as the Geico president race for sponsorship reasons, is a promotional event held at every Washington Nationals home game at Nationals Park in the middle of the fourth inning of the game. Now, let's see what it is.
Interesting. A president's race.
Aaron, while you're looking that up, I'll go ahead and say that for the Chicago Cool Birds, every game, if we're down, if we're losing, regular baseball, you might know what it's called a rally cap, which is someone's wearing a baseball cap. If their team is losing, they'll turn it inside out and put it back on their head. And that's supposed to create some sort of magic that will sway the game. What we have, since we're the Cool Birds, is the valley cap, which is where you turn your hat inside out and you talk like a valley girl.
Oh.
So it's a lot of like, as if we'll lose, gag me with a bat, like that kind of stuff.
Interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. So the Naptown Road Warriors, we do, it's more similar to the Sweet Caroline thing because it's to the same song every time. We do a little event. It's just at some point in the fifth inning. We don't know when it'll be, but it's at some point in the fifth inning. We call it the passing of the lit stick of dynamite or boomsticking. And it's to the tune of the Black Eyed Peas' Let's Get It Started, but the original version, the one they don't want you to hear. And we just pass the dynamite around. It's a lit stick of dynamite. You're not allowed to go and cinch the tip. You're not allowed to unlight it. And then whoever wins when the dynamite goes off, your whole family gets a t-shirt.
Aw.
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's get it started. But the real version that we all are not supposed to sing anymore. Aaron, what about you? Do you have an event like that for your Penguin Baseball League team?
Mm-hmm. In between the fifth and sixth inning, the entire stadium does sort of a sing along to the entire musical, The Phantom of the Opera. We do the whole thing. It adds about 3.5 hours to the game.
Uh-huh.
But the fans know all the words. People get really, really into it. We have a chandelier at the top of the stadium, the Lemonade Colada Stadium, that sort of comes crashing down. We do a full... There's costumes and sets, too. So we do a full production of Phantom of the Opera.
I've never been to see a Boston Wildlers game at a home game, Aaron. But is it straight up one, like, just Phantom of the Opera, or... do you try to like penguinize it at all? Like the Penguin of the Opera, or is it just Phantom?
It's just Phantom of the Opera. I mean, there's some penguins in it, obviously.
Obviously. And I will say, I went to one Wildlers game this year, And the one I saw, it was 3.5 hours of Phantom, and then it rolled right into Love Never Dies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And then the Phantom sequel, Love Never Dies, we do right after that. So I guess it's, it adds like 7 hours to every game. Yeah.
And then I guess I went to a away game. It was not a home game. Yeah. And in between the fifth and the sixth, they did the musical Phantom, which is a different musical.
It's a different musical.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But that's, you do that for away games only, or?
Yes. And then also we sometimes add a children's production of Phantom Toll Booth.
Oh.
To those away games.
TikTok. Gotcha. And then I know in the postseason, whenever you won, you tacked on a full production of Bats, which is Cats, but with baseball bats.
Yes. And then if people got tired of that, if people started booing, we switched to a full production of Bat Boy, the musical, which is a real musical.
And yeah. Actually a good one.
And I remember, Aaron, I went and saw in Chicago a touring production of Les Mis. In intermission, I got up and I turned to the person to my left and I said, that was pretty good. And it was a penguin and the whole audience was penguins?
Yes. And then when Les Mis was touring, they let us do a full game of Penguin Baseball in their intermission.
Gotcha.
Sort of as, like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, scratch your
And I know back. One time, Aaron, I start to eat margarine instead of butter, and then I saw that margarine, if you leave margarine out in nature, animals won't even eat it.
Yes, it's because it's not good. They know it's not real, but they'll eat butter, and that's why I eat butter every day. What are we talking about?
Margarine, official sponsor of Penguin Baseball. Hey, butter, no swing, butter.
Swing and a miss because it's not butter. Okay, I love this question. Adam J.S. says, Human Baseball has the national anthem. What will be sung before each Penguin baseball game? Well, we obviously can't sing the
I
national anthem.
I got a friend in low places where the whiskey man in the old chases the... I got a friend. In low penguin.
I can see the jumbotron and the lyrics are just like dot, dot, dot. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Yeah.
People try to sing along, but then we don't know the lyrics.
People have their hands around their friends. I guess in low penguin. In an old penguin. Yeah.
So I believe your answer to Adam J.S.'s question is we sing a bastardized version of I've Got Friends in Low Penguins.
Yes. Yes.
Garth Brooks, an official sponsor of PBL, but not, I will say Garth Brooks is, but guess who's not?
Who's not?
Chris
Albert
Gaines.
Brooks?
Chris Gaines is, I'm sorry, you're right, Albert Brooks is not.
No.
I couldn't get Chris Gaines, and I was like, is it Keith Stone? Something like
no, that's
that.
Keith Urban's alter, no, Carl
yes,
Urban? No,
Carl
Keith.
Urban. That's Carl okay. Urban's
Wait a minute.
Alter ego.
Isn't Keith Urban an Australian country singer? And
Keith
isn't
Urban
Carl
is...
Urban Australian?
Yes, but they're not related.
Oh, okay.
No.
Never mind.
I've looked it up before. I needed to know this so badly, I had to look it up before.
I thought I stumbled into a cool thing.
No, Urban is like, you know, it's like they're Jon Snow. It's their, like, their bastard name in Australia. It's like, you're an Urban. Eben? You're a Keith Urban, a Eben? Carl Urban.
It's fun to say in an accent.
Very fun to say Eben? In an accent.
Eben?
Hey, speaking of accents, Alicast asks, when will Colin Farrell be allowed a fair shot at the draft? I feel like he makes a fine penguin. So I believe there were a ton of names of penguins in the Penguin Baseball League, Penguin Baseball Names channel.
Mm-hmm.
Adel, how did you decide which ones to pull into the official rosters?
I just sort of went through the list and I was trying not to select because a lot of 10 or 12 people submitted a ton of names.
Yes.
And then there'd be 20 or so people who submitted one or two names. So I was trying not to pull like 15 from one person and then one from another. I was trying to even it out. And then we also internally had some names that we had either brought up when we initially were joking around about Penguin Baseball or that people submitted. So I was just trying to find a healthy mix where no one person had sort of a dominance over the roster. A monopoly, if you will.
I took pains not to read that channel, so I was delighted by all of the names that I read live when we recorded that episode. Yeah. It was very fun to experience all of those names for a first time.
There were some outstanding names in the chat. And that's why the fans are the winners of the first annual league.
But I also contributed, so I should win a little
something
for daddy. Yeah.
I would like to win.
Like a trophy or something.
I'd like to win, too. And I think the way we have to do it is the fans are now their own team, so.
Yeah.
Get organized.
Their team sucks.
And we should say Colin Farrell was not involved because he's currently shooting Max's The Penguin, the TV show, based on his portrayal of the penguin in the Twilight guys. What's that guy's name?
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele in his version of the Batman.
Legati asks, as similar swimmers, how has the puffin community responded to the penguins only rule? Now,
they're freaking out.
Yeah, they're freaking out. And I would like to also say, penguins only is not a rule. That is a maxim that some teams have chosen to adopt. Aaron, looking at Aaron.
And I'm looking behind me.
Why?
That's what guilty people do.
Oh, okay. Kill them all.
Kill them all, of course.
He's a bird. Kill them all.
Yeah, they freaked out.
Yeah, the puffins. I guess it's fair to say that the puffins did have a little boycott to draw attention to the fact that the Boston Waddlers would not allow puffins on the team. The unfortunate thing, whenever puffins pick it, is that it's so fucking cute that people. Yeah, Mr. Puffins Pickett.
People... That's a great name. Puffins Pickett is a great name.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Next draft's going to have a puffin.
People kind of lost sight of what they were picketing for, and they were just kind of like enthralled at how cute the little guys were. So they didn't actually get any representation or win any rights in that regard.
Yeah, and we will say, I think next year our draft is going to, if we do it, which we most certainly maybe, we're going to have sea otters. I know a lot of sea otters were vocal about wanting to be included.
Mm-hmm.
One narwhal, I think, was interested using his horn as a bat.
I think that we said that we would allow giraffes as long as they were wearing full wetsuits. If they could go in the water. Can a giraffe go in the water? What happens if you drop a giraffe in like a dolphin tank? Can it swim? Can a giraffe swim?
Giraffe.
No
have to.
Way.
Too tall, doesn't have to.
No can way giraffe a giraffe can swim.
Giraffe is nature's periscope.
Mathematics has proven that giraffes can swim.
Mathematics.
Even though they wouldn't be very good at it, nobody's ever seen them do it.
Sorry, Aaron. Mathematics or Matt-a-matics? Because Matt-a-matics is one of our top zoologists.
Yeah, Matt-a-matics, he's so good at what he does. Is it unethical to put a giraffe in a big pool just to see if they can swim?
I want to see.
I'd rescue it. We wouldn't let it. Okay. To all of you saying that we would just let the giraffe drown, no, of course not. We're not monsters.
We would only do that if we got bored or tired.
Or forgot, like I'm taking a nap while it happens.
And yes, we'll have the penguin stand outside the pool and then dip its head into the pool so we can climb up its tail onto its back and then slide down its neck into the pool like a water slide. But...
And then we get tuckered out and tired and we fall asleep and we let the giraffe die.
I can't believe that in the era of TikTok, there's not a single video on the internet of a giraffe swimming. What the fuck?
Not even AI.
What the fuck? Wait. Not even AI. The one thing that AI could be useful for. It's like, AI can't break new ground because it's just recycled ideas. Well, if there's not a video of a giraffe swimming, then AI is the perfect thing to make a video of a giraffe swimming.
Okay, I just typed into Google giraffed.
Okay.
And it's not a thing.
What'd it say? Oh, no.
That's ours to claim. We claim giraffed. It's a raft with a giraffe neck and head.
So you say officially in the 2025 Penguin Baseball League system, your number one giraffe pick is going to be giraffed?
With the number one giraffe pick, there will be a giraffe and then a
giraffe.
And in the giraffe, you can only draft giraffes.
Jurassic Park. What can we do here?
What else? This sucks, this rules.
Okay. This is germane to something that we've talked about on the show. What was the result of Scramby's test? Is Scramby's a penguin? A dinosaur? Will they still be allowed to play? Do we know how it turned out with Scramby's?
Scramby's is dead.
Wow, Aaron, you really just
ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, okay.
Scrambies is dead.
Everyone knows the Scrambies we've been parading around for a little while is not a real Scrambies. That is a man in a suit. Sorry to say.
Oh,
and we're not going to weekend at Scrambies him, so stop asking.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yes to whatever you guys said. Sorry, I'm just reading.
Yes, to whatever we had said. What does that mean?
BBC World News. It looks like the entire Boston Waddlers team was on a boat that sank.
Should be fine.
Uh, But the Penguins were trapped inside with air, with nothing but air, so they died.
Wow.
The entire team died.
The busted Wattlers are all gone. Aaron, reaction? Live reaction? Aaron, live reaction? The whole team. Yeah. See, come saw. Easy come, easy go. All my penguins drowned. No, I'm sorry for being so flippant about that team dying.
Oh, flippant.
And I'm sorry about the pun when I'm talking about a whole team dying. But it's Lizier. Yes, Scrimbys was a dinosaur, so it's a huge loss for the scientific community as well.
You win some, you lose some. Penguins. Yeah.
You lost all. Aaron, you lost all.
Yeah.
Yeah, some lose all. Darren asks, how did Wild Style get the moniker the Horny Penguin? Wow, now this is a story. How do you think, Darren?
Raise your hand if you slept with Wild Style this year. See your hands.
Six raised hands.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got the Wild Style got the moniker the Horny Penguin because A, the hair. Frosted tips look like little horns. We all
B,
know this.
The ass.
Hair, ass, eyes, lips. The four quadrants of Wild Style.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Hair, ass, eyes, lips. And
also, if you've ever watched a movie with Wild Styles, anytime there's like the slightest amount of nudity or suggested sex, he always elbows you and he's like, eh, eh. So that's also plays into it, I guess.
Okay, we have another question here from G Ellipses. And now I'm wondering if Discord is just shortening people's names or if people have all chosen to use a lot of ellipses in their names. But either way, the question is, the question is phrased this way. When you read this, it is now time to hear a message from your totally not problematic, non-exploitative sponsor, DraftPings. And I want to take this opportunity to ask you two about DraftPings, because we had a lot of flack this season for all of the, and I don't want to use the word illegal, but illegal, Penguin baseball betting that took place. It wasn't early enough to get on all the official apps, so new apps had to be created. But how do you think that we will respond in future seasons of Penguin Baseball to people are going to bet? People want to bet. How do we let people bet in a safe and responsible way?
I would say let it loose. No regulations. Hope for the best.
Yeah, I think we move some of our teams or headquarters to international waters where anything goes.
Yes. I would say the one thing that we have to do is we have to, big wink and a little smile, have to stop letting people bet on if penguins are going to die. Big wink and a little smile.
I got to say, big wink is a great name for a penguin.
Small
wink,
big
and
smile.
Small wink.
You know, it's fine to place like side bets, like, you know, how many belly rubs is a penguin going to get, things like that, you know, and it's fine to place bets on like things like score, right?
What color is the Gatorade that they're going to drown in?
Yes, but the death of the penguin stuff. Oh, by the way,
what
I love it in the seventh inning where they do a full play of a death of a penguin.
Oh yeah,
little penguins out there yelling,
so
Stella,
sad.
Waving their little flippers in the air. So sad.
And is it's that also streetcar named Desire?
No,
street
that's
penguin
death
name
of a salesman.
Okay,
set in New Orleans. It's a sales. It's Marlon Brando most famously played the salesman. Just a big honk hot dude.
Death on a hot tin roof. Okay, we have another question here. Okay, so Scooby Dumb asks, what games do the mascots play with the fans in between innings, i.e. the things we've already talked about, the racing of the presidents, the racing sausages is what the Brewers play. How do the mascots get involved in these games?
Well, I can only speak for the Boston Waddlers, but Wimpy Waddler, our mascot, grabs some of the Penguin players, puts them in a slingshot, and then or a t-shirt cannon, depending on the day, and shoots them into the crowd. Sometimes the fans catch them, sometimes they don't. They're allowed to take whatever player they want home as long as they promise to feed it, water it.
Yes.
Water your penguins, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Chicago Coolbirds, what we like to do with Hot Dog, our mascot, is we like to have little contests around the crowd with the camera kind of catching it. So, you know, Hot Dog will go into the stands with like some sardines or like some fish, and we see who can kind of eat a fish whole and spit the bones back out, Heathcliff style.
Heathcliff style, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to continue that. I know it's on pause because of, you know, I'm sure you saw the news, recent events.
Yeah.
But we hope to bring that back at some point.
As far as the Road Warriors are concerned, and this was something that I don't think we ever quite got right in this season, and we're hoping to address it next season, is like we didn't, I think, firmly establish the rules with the Blood Boy in the context of the game. But it's like, you are not allowed to touch him. He is allowed to touch you. And I don't know why people found this so hard to do not touch the Blood Boy. If the Blood Boy comes, puts you in shackles, puts you in a mask, and starts to take some of your blood, he needs that. He's the Blood Boy. He does need that for the Penguins. So if you try to stop or try to resist, you're actually maybe potentially damaging the Blood Boy, and then you get a lawsuit on your hands.
Ooh,
and I don't know why people would want to do that.
Shackles is a great name for a penguin.
Shackles is
Jensen Shackles.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great name for a penguin.
That rules.
We're writing these down. Okay. What is some vernacular or jargon that casual Penguin baseball fans need to know, i.e. dinger, no-no, or a pickle? Which I believe are all baseball terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have, instead of strikes, usually we yell fish. Instead of like a ball or, you know, like, you know, along the
foul
lines
ball.
Of a strike, a ball. Yeah, foul ball.
Yeah.
We usually say fish or foul fish.
Yes.
Instead of a pop fly, we famously say pop no fly, since penguins can't fly, just so there's no hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Instead of rookery, instead of rookie, we say rookery.
A rookery,
yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. We don't call it dugout a dugout. We call it something else. I can't remember right now what we call it.
No one can.
Cave-in. Cave-in.
A cave-in. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. We don't call it. No, and everyone say, we just give a little pause here to some filler.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call it running the bases. We call it waddling the hot plates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else? What else? What else?
we don't call it a breaking ball. We call it a beaking ball.
Mm-hmm,
of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, beaking ball for sure.
Home run is home fish. Grand slam is grand fish.
Fish slam or fish slam if you're
or fish
if,
slam.
Like, that's a colloquialism. Yeah, for
sure. Triple's called a flipple. Doubles called
best.
Triples is best. It counts more than a grand slam.
Next question.
That's most of them. That covers most of them.
Yeah, that covers most of them. Okay, T Ellipses asks, and now I'm almost sure my Discord is just shortening people's names. Has anyone preemptively bought any of the movie rights to the expected comeback stories of several of the players of the Toledo Snow Hens? We have optioned that out. We're in talks with several studios, but as of yet, no one has bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pornhub so far has probably the best offer.
Yeah. It says between Pornhub and Ken Burns.
It's
the big
the two. Yeah. And that's the big two that, like, anyone would, we would love to work with either.
Also,
my only problem is I don't think that Ken Burns is going to be doing it as ethically as he could be.
He wants to make it super sexual.
I don't know if anyone's seen Pornhub's series on Vietnam. It is unbelievable.
Harrowing.
It's great.
And
it's harrowing.
You'll finish like 4 minutes in, so you won't get to learn much. That's too dark of a joke.
You will not last. You will not last the full Penguin Pornhub.
You guys, we can't release this episode. We can't. This is just for us, I think. This is just us hanging out.
Goes into the Disney vault.
This is a great question from Legati. Legati has pulled up a picture of different sizes of penguin eggs, depending on, I guess, like the breed of penguin.
Mm-hmm.
And says, the eggs have different, all of the penguin eggs have different sizes and shapes. Is there a regulation egg for play? Or, like, let's see, the emperor penguin is like three times as big as the rockhopper penguin.
Yeah. From what I remember in the rule book, the ball slash egg fits the size of the batter. So if with the Boston Waddlers, it's a lot of smaller. Well, it was, rest in peace. It's
yes,
a lot of smaller. Aaron, stop watching Price is Right. Your team died.
Sorry. Oh my God, they're playing Plinko. Plinko, Plinko, Plinko,
oh,
Plinko.
Oh, fuck.
Plinko, Aaron, Plinko, Plinko.
Plinko's an amazing name for a penguin.
Yeah,
Plinko, Plinko the penguin.
Well,
Plinko.
Hey, run him down. Aaron's got a full roster to replace for next season.
But it is, yeah, the ball depends on the size of the batter. So we might make it a more uniform ball
maybe
next season.
We could.
give a little jersey, put a little jersey and uniform on the ball.
We could also just focus on skunks playing golf. So we don't know.
We don't know what we'll do.
Spiders playing poker has legs.
Spiders playing poker.
Eight.
Horses playing polo, but they just don't have riders. It's just the horses.
Okay. I like it.
No riders, so we don't have to bring any food or snacks to the green room?
Yes, no M&Ms, just the green M&Ms.
Can I just, horses with riders.
Otters playing rugby.
Oh.
That's rough.
Yeah. An otter with a popped collar?
Yeah, hello.
Sounds like a vocal warm-up.
I do want to say in response to, because Adel was talking about how the eggs match the batter, people always ask these questions, they want to know the answers, but they don't want their 50-cent pancakes to go away. So I would just say, if you don't want to pay $1 for an omelet and some pancakes, stop asking questions about the eggs, stop asking questions about the batter. You don't want to know the answer. You don't want to know.
I kind of want to know as well.
Please.
Aaron, I guess this is posthumous, but we have another question from T, who asks, there are rumors that Steve, Barth, and Lasagna of the Boston Wildlers have ties to the Boston Mafia. Do you have any comments on these allegations? I mean, what were they doing on that ship?
And Aaron, while you're conjuring up your answer, I'm so sorry. Maybe. I looked on Snopes.com.
No.
Which I guess is like a shortening of snow slopes.
Uh-huh.
It looks
like skiing website.
The Boston Wildlers did not drown, that was just a fake story. And it says, if that's true, then also Scrambies is alive. So is that true, Aaron?
Looking at my lawyer.
Stern no. It looks like a stern no from the lawyer, Aaron.
Yeah. And then he's mouthing, I quit to me. Not address any of these things.
Well,
best not.
Yeah, okay. So possibly.
Yeah, I guess it's best to just sidestep this whole discussion.
Yeah, I think. But I killed all of them.
Scrambies is absolutely dead. He's a scrambled egg.
Just saying, if Scrambies was still alive, then it seems like if A, then B. So if Scrambies is still alive, then all of the Boston Wildlers are alive. But if they're dead.
True, what else is true? Yeah.
And we're not commenting either way about the Boston Wildlers and what happened because we're just too close to it. But Scrambies is obviously dead because he's a scribbled egg. And he's obviously.
He's dead. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Guys, don't be like weird about it. He's just dead, okay?
He's just dead. People die all the time. Penguins must be like people in that way.
Yeah, they die.
One of my draft picks got stolen by Janet, and then my most popular player died. It's been a hell of a season.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a season, but in a positive way. I say that in like a hopeful, like wistful. It's been a hell of a season.
We did Phantom of the Opera like 100 times.
Yeah, we played 158 games of Penguin baseball in 1 month.
Andrew Lloyd Webfoot? There's something there.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Noel. What do you say to the accusations that the so-called Danny DeVito is, in fact, his identical twin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, merely posing as such? I mean, this one. I've heard some conspiracy theories today. Scrambies is alive, et cetera. This one, Noel, takes the cake. Does anyone remember whose team this is on?
I believe Aaron has Danny DeVito.
Then he is banned from the league for being Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, you are not allowed to be...
Actually, no need to ban. Yeah, no need to ban Danny DeVito.
Well, we don't know.
Plinko? No, he drowned.
More Plinko, Aaron? Plinko.
Plinko. Plinko.
I love the idea of people in North America being like, "Have you heard? The Titanic sank." Shh.
This is actually a really great question, and it's posed as a suggestion, Aaron, but it's for you, so I'll let you be the ultimate decider here. Can it be official that we Waddlers fans are known as Waddle Nation? Do you have a name for the Waddlers fans, Aaron? Can it be Waddle Nation?
I'll accept Waddle Nation if you accept that the whole team died.
Well, Waddle Nation in mourning today.
Yeah, I like it.
What about Adel? Adel, do you know if there's a name for the cool birds?
There's a few. I mean, people will call them the CBs.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Cool bees, seabirds. A lot of people like Grease. If you're a fan of Grease, which I am, Danny Zuko, of course, part of the T-Birds. We have leather jackets that say Seabirds on them. I think that's about it. JPC, do you have anything for the Naptown Warriors?
Yeah, Road Warriors. The Naptown Road Warriors, our fans are just called the Witnesses. Yeah, they're... And one of the most popular items that we sell is snow cone. And of course, it's a silver spray paint snow cone. So you get that all over your mouth when you come and see a Naptown Road Warriors game.
And you said off season that a lot of your witnesses are hiding out in the Amish community.
Oh, yeah. We have some witnesses, some friends of Jehovah. We have some...
fuck. Rumspringer is a great name for a penguin.
Rumspringer is a great name for a penguin. Okay, so this is actually a great segue into the last question that we have here submitted. Finn asks, what are the most popular concessions at PBL games? Now, of course, every PBL stadium in the nation has the 50-cent batter, 50-cent pancake, 50-cent omelet. That's just always on the menu. We have the snow cones in Indianapolis. What are some other fan favorites from your stadiums?
I think I mentioned this during the draft. We have the Chicago Deep Fish Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which, yes, that sounds so good.
We have the I Can't Believe It's Not Penguin Lobster Roll.
Oh.
It is penguin. It's penguin.
And Aaron's looking at her lawyer, and the lawyer's shrugging and packing up his briefcase and walking out the door.
Quitting being a lawyer, not just my lawyer. All right, Aaron, treat yourself.
Oh, he's ripping up his briefcase.
God, yeah, he's going on to be a strong man. He's going to do competitions. Ripping briefcases in half. Aaron, and just so I know, that I can't believe it's not penguin lobster roll. It's still $38, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Penguin is expensive meat. Hello?
It's market price.
Market price.
Going to a baseball stadium and paying market price for something. Market price and baseball stadium price. So it's like a beer is $10. So what do you think market price is going to be on this fucking thing?
$170 for Barramundi nachos? I don't know. JPC, does Indianapolis have any specific snacks?
Yes. So it's for the Naptown Road Warriors game. We're a little more egalitarian and we try to keep our prices low. And it's the only, I believe, I'll have to check this. I actually don't know that this is true across all sports, but I believe it is the only professional sports team stadium that serves human meat for sandwiches. So if you've, and I know, if you've never tried human meat, it's long pig. So if you've tried long pig, you've tried human. Sorry to break your reality there, but people rave to me about, oh, long pig, it's so good. I'm like, that's human. That's another name. People are stupid. But yeah, it's the only stadium, I believe, in the country where you can get like a, what's it called? Cold cuts. Cold cuts. Yeah.
And you have a can of bowl, which is sort of like KFC's whatever bowl they have.
Famous bowl? Yeah. And our bowl is famous for being decreed by the United Nations as a war crime.
Which is why all your players are hiding out in the Amish community.
You're making my stomach growl. I'm so hungry.
Okay.
No, I don't think I'll ever eat again after the last 6 minutes.
I think it's that's all the questions that we had from people submitted. But I think we can kind of open the floor now. If we have any final thoughts on how the season went, things that we might want to do better for next season of Penguin Baseball, anything that you want to say in summation for our Penguin Baseball League experience.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I can live do it on our Instagram, on our socials at the end of this month.
Okay.
I will roll like a 5-sided die, and each number will be associated with a team.
Now, Aaron, I think you're going to have some trouble finding a 5-sided die with just the way that things are shaped.
I will say you can do a virtual one.
Okay. Okay.
Take a 6-sided die, put a piece of tape over one of the sides.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. 5-sided die. 5-sided die.
And then that's how we choose our winner for the season.
Got it.
I think the people demand a winner.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that's,
I could do it right now.
Yeah. Fine. Fuck it. We'll just say Naptown Road Warriors are number one, obviously, because they're the one seed.
Okay.
6 is a reroll. But I guess if you're going to do an online die, then you don't need to worry about a reroll. Yeah.
Boston Modelers.
Gen 2 has to be 2.
Gen 2 will have to be 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Modelers will be 3.
Okay.
Cool Birds, we'll claim 4.
And Snow Hens will be 5.
Okay. Okay, does everyone remember what it is?
No.
Don't roll it yet because we'll do it. We'll end the episode with the winner, okay?
Okay, great.
But Adel, do you have anything that you need to sum up?
Yes. I think this went, I mean, it's part of our slogan when we kicked off the season, but I think yes. It went swimmingly, which of course is one of our slogans. It's going swimmingly. I think for next season, we should maybe sort of commission some sort of or encourage some sort of like algorithm or website or something that sort of simulates the games, because it was so hard to make it out to all the games. It'd be great to sort of have some sort of simulation that kind of ran it. And maybe when we draft the penguins, maybe the and other birds, maybe we have full-blown stats.
Yes.
So there are sort of like +3 to running, +1 to power, etc. So maybe we get a little more involved, because this initial one, it was a lot of work. So I think we sort of shrugged that off. But next season, more stats about the players so that we mm-hmm. can have a mathematical winner, just like we know that giraffes can swim. And then also, I'm going to predict in the next year, we will do a live show somewhere where the first hour is going to be typical Hey Riddle Riddle, and then the last 30 minutes is going
to be a fight club.
A live fight club where the three of us beat the shit out of each other.
Try to remember lines from the movie.
Try to remember lines from the movie.
While we beat the shit out of each other.
And also we do a live Penguin baseball game.
Okay, I love it. I'm in.
If we can, you know, convince some of the Penguins to come out. So.
I'm in.
We'll have to convince a Penguin to come out.
JPC, anything you'd like to mention in terms of perhaps for next season?
Look, obviously, the Road Warriors made some mistakes this season. One of the mistakes that we made was having all of the Penguins drive those very cool, very intimidating-looking cars, Mario Kart style, around the stadium. We forgot that we play on ice. We forgot that Penguins can't drive. And we apologize to everyone who came to one of the matches and got seriously injured, okay? That's all we can say. All we can say is that we did it bad, and we will try to do better.
I got friends in low places.
We have hired a driving instructor. They are on staff. They are on staff to instruct the Penguins on how to drive. We have installed chains on all the tires. Snow chains. It's gonna fuck up the field. Shit. But I do
snow
think
chains
that
agree.
They'll have better traction. We will do better. We apologize to the people of Indianapolis, and we will do better. Aaron, bring us home. What team is the first team to win the PBL Cup?
Well, I'm going to videotape it just so you guys know this is above board and I'm not cheating.
Videotape?
She's going to say her number and then record herself rolling until it lands on something else.
No.
Until it lands on
her. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Aaron is recording.
The winner of this season.
Oh, she's possessed.
It's Plinko. I am possessed. All right.
Aaron shot split pea soup all over the screen.
2-1. Okay.
It's her team.
It's the Waddlers.
It's her team.
It's going to be the Waddlers.
It's a bad look. It is 3.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Wait, look, but let me send you the video. I'm going to send you the video.
Casey, in the episode. Fuck this. This is bullshit.
No.
Don't post the video. No, I don't want
to
see the video.
I'm sending it to you.
It's the fucking Waddlers.
I'll roll again. I'm willing to lose because I am this person who...
No, Aaron.
You won.
It's the Waddlers. They're all dead. The egg guy's dead as well. It doesn't matter. This is stupid.
It really did roll a 3. I was hoping it would be a 2.
Grandma,
that would have been fun if Jane
won.
Got
run over by a penguin.
Neptune. Sorry, guys. I won. 100-year curse for the Boston Waddlers, I guess, has been broken.
Well, I don't know if the curse has been broken. They're all dead.
Good point.
This is a Penguin Baseball League special report. Folks, breaking news. This is Squab Euchre, PBL announcer. We have some breaking news here. I'm just getting word. It seems like, yes, that's right. It seems like the Boston Waddlers, the 2024 PBL champions, are not actually dead. It turns out they faked their death. They faked drowning on a cruise ship where reports were originally that they all died. But it sounds like, am I getting this right? It sounds like they all swam to a nearby island to unionize. So it sounds like the Boston Waddlers are safe and sound. But next year, we are looking towards a 2025 Penguin Baseball League with unionized penguins. That's right. Better wages, better ingredients, better baseball, some are saying. Look forward to that. We'll see you next year. Play egg.